Wait, what did you say, ma'am? I couldn't hear you.
And the church.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm a Christian.
So you're a Christian.
I'm reading your sign, forsake the world, and I get that. But it's also slash church.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I would tell you is I was just witnessing to some young Lutheran. Let's step
Maybe
out of the driveway here. Let's get in the shade over here.
Come by
the I was just witnessing to the young Lutheran men over there, and
yes.
I gave them the gospel.
Yes.
Sister Amy, do you have a gospel card? Give her a gospel
card.
That's the gospel to eternal life. By Christ shed blood, we can have faith, and we need to repent and turn from sin and be born again, and then follow him in holiness and obedience and endure. That's the gospel. And I was sharing with those men that they named themselves, this example, after Martin Luther.
Yes, I know that.
Do you know about Martin Luther?
Yes, because I was raised in a Lutheran church.
What
and
was?
I have the same feeling as you.
Yeah, and he guessed right. I said, who used Martin Luther's writings to persecute and murder the Jews? He said, Adolf Hitler.
No.
He did. So Martin Luther was an unbiblical man, but let's be fair. The Roman Catholics have a pope that's also unbiblical.
Yes.
They murdered millions.
Yes.
But let me ask you a question real quick. Can you name one mainstream denomination in America that wasn't invented by men?
No.
They're all invented by men.
And that's why we're struggling to find...
Who's we,
ma'am? A group. My husband and I.
Oh, is he here?
A group, yes. A home church, I would say. But
that's what they did in Acts 2, yeah. You got to be careful about those, too, because a lot of those are disgruntled so-called Christians coming out of it, and they're doing the same things. Yeah.
I know.
Is your husband here today?
Yes, he's
here. I would love for him to come find me. I'll be walking the festival if he wants to come find me.
We have this card. Can I come?
Okay, well... Right on here is don'tperish.com. That's our website.
We have thousands of articles for free for teaching resources.
There's our email address. If you send us an email, we'll give you our phone number for your husband to call.
Do you have a group?
Actually, what we do, ma'am, is I'm a full-time street preacher, and we travel. We live in a camper van, but we know saints all over the world, and we were preaching at Life Fest, another worldly Christian so-called offering. We met a bunch of people there, and what we encourage people to do, like you and your husband, I would tell your husband, take this message, your husband, stop looking in the churches. You're never going to find a biblical body in churches. They're all made of man. Become the body of Christ in your own home, if it's just you and him, and read the scriptures. Put your life underneath all the truth of God. Come out of the culture and how you live, talk, act, dress. Everything will fall under Christ's lordship. And then pray to God. And maybe, we already met too, if you want fellowship, you'll meet other people. But here's the big problem people do in America. They go searching around at buildings and places. And Satan has all these buildings developed to deceive you. So I'd love to hear from your husband. Yeah, awesome. Maybe we came here for you and your husband to encourage you. What's your name, ma'am?
Elizabeth.
I'm Tupos. This is my wife, Amen. What's your husband's name?
David.
You tell David, Tupos from don'tperish.com. I'd love to hear from him. Check out our website. If you never contact us, I think if you love us, you should, because we want to encourage you. But if you never contact us, you tell your husband that I've got resources on how to be the body of Christ right there to test everything and to come out. We're so glad we met you.
We lead edification every day for the saints all around the world. And because we travel full time, we know saints that are scattered.
Yes.
And we fellowship with them and edify them long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with technology, we can use it for God's glory and for his good. And in the Bible, it talks about a falling away. So there's going to be less and less.
Yeah.
And they're going to be scattered, right? And you're probably seeing that.
Well, we've seen this. We've been in this situation for 22 years.
Most people just want church, but they don't really want all of Christ. And can I say another thing? My wife has a lot of articles for ladies to help ladies become biblical and God-honoring. And then we do a daily edification post that you can listen to and be edified. And then if you want a Bible, study, we can email, we can encourage you.
Awesome.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for stopping us. We love you. Tell your husband I look forward to hearing from him.